Welcome to the Gracefully Said podcast. We'll be diving into dilemmas, juicy hot topics, and much more. We've even got some sweet, sweet gems for the men too. From relationship dramas to life decisions that you overthink at 2 a.m., no topic is off limits. We also take calls from you, our listeners, helping you deal with your issues on the spot. Unfiltered, honest, and always gracefully said. And every now and again, we will have some sweet special guests who bring fresh perspectives and even hotter takes. We're also on YouTube, where you can catch myself and friends' reactions live and see every side eye, gasp, and jaw drop in real time. Tune in every Tuesday for a brand new episode of Gracefully Said, where the tea is piping hot, but is always served with grace. Hi guys, welcome to Gracefully Said. I don't know whether you can see what's going on behind me right now. Like, we're actually here. I feel like this will be a start of an amazing journey for me, for you, because I'm going to give you advice. I'm going to give you my loving. I'm going to give you all my tips. I can just tell you now, we're going to be here every Tuesday, you know, so that when you finish work, you come and see me here. Can you truly forgive someone without trusting them again? And I think my people know the answer to this question. You can't, because once there's no trust, that's it. If I don't trust you anymore, in the bin you go. Is it wrong to keep a backup crush? I like this one. Is it wrong to keep a backup crush just in case? Having a backup crush makes sense. I can't lie. I think if you have a backup, you know, like just in case, but it depends on what you're using that crush to do. If you're using the crush to, you know, if your main is messing up, then you have a backup crush over there that can take you to the dinner, take you to wherever you want to do. I mean, this is if you're single. I wouldn't expect this from you if you had a boyfriend. But yeah, I think having some, if you're single, I think having a few options is a good thing, you know? You have to see what's going on in the world. You got to have different flavors. You got to see what you like. So yeah, backup crush is a good thing, because if one person mess up, can go to the other. Duh. Is blocking someone mature? Yeah. Yeah. Yes. Blocking someone is very mature, because I don't need to see you. You don't need to see me. If I've blocked you, I blocked you for a reason. You're in the garbage. Go to the bins. If your ex texted you to come over, what's the real reason you debated it? This one is spicy. Because I know I shouldn't be doing it. I know I shouldn't be doing it. The thing about me, though, when I'm doing stuff like that, I don't say nothing to nobody. I just do. And I like it like that, because that way, if that ex should deal with you, yeah, if that ex should do the wrong thing, you just take your L silently. Don't have to go and share it with anybody. So I feel like my real reason for debating it is because I know that I shouldn't be doing it. So that's it. That's it, short and simple. But I think if I did and I wanted to, it would purely be because I know I can do it. I know I could just, maybe I just want to be, you know, I was in a space like that. After my main relationship, I was in a space where I was very much like that. I wanted to be toxic like that. Like, I want to go and spoil your relationship. You know, sometimes people just be doing things because they're hurt. They just be doing things anyhow. But I mean, now I don't, that's, if I'm to do something like that now, it's just because I'm bored and I want to waste your time. So guys, I don't know whether you saw on my Instagram the other day, there was just a question mainly to do with, why do women cheat with married men? And the way everybody was, they were fighting themselves, they were boxing themselves, they were beating themselves up. I couldn't believe the multitude of people messaging on there. So I want to go for it. So number one, because it was really abuse to all women, and I just think it was shambolic. But okay, it's neither here nor there. But this is the disclaimer before I even proceed, okay? I'm not saying anyone should go and sleep with married men,
I'm not saying people should be with my... I never said, I'm reading from the phone, thank you, they said. I think most of them is for money. A lot of guys, a lot of people said for money anyway. For money and lack of self-respect. Someone said daddy issues. Someone said jealousy is wicked. She wants the life that your wife has. I kind of believe that one a little bit. I don't want to choose their side, but I feel like sometimes it's really down to the fact that girls are really in competition with themselves. People feel like we do things for men. I personally don't think so. I feel like women want what other women have. So it's greed, it's jealousy, you're starving. Okay, wait, sorry, I took it too far. Now, people were saying like money, for money, revenge, to feel superior because they were not loved at home, no self-love, money, she's a narcissist, she's a Jezebel. Now, someone said, why are married men sleeping with married and unmarried women? That's also a question too. If you're married, what the heck are you doing with a single lady? That's one we you know, we can use that. You can answer it. Hopefully you can answer that one. No self-love. What else was there? There was excitement, thrill, lust, and monetary benefits. I mean, okay. Fair enough. Someone said, women by nature are jealous, disloyal bitches towards other women. I mean, there's a bit of truth in that. Like I said, I personally think, yeah, we could argue and say that, you know, why is a married man sleeping with a single girl? Fair enough. Okay, that's like basic. But I just think a lot of it is about competition. Like, everyone's fighting for that chocolate, for that pot, that 6'5", that, you know, and not all men, but men are quite, they can be easy. Sorry, but some of you are quite easy. So before any little thing, you just fall into temptation. But that's just, you know, my opinion. Right. Let me continue with that. There's a few. Hold on. Perception of maturity and financial stability. It's given everyone thinks that people do this because they want money from the man. But I feel like a lot of women have money. Where is it coming from that women don't have money? Because I know a lot of girls, they got some bread. So I don't think it's just that. I don't know. I'm not part of demo. I'm a part of the people that are sleeping with a married man. I don't do that. That's dirty. But yeah, anyway. So the general consensus from you guys is that you think that girls are jealous, evil, witches, bitches. What was the other one? That we're hungry for money. We're starving for money. We're goblins for money. Cool. But I personally, I mean, I'm not saying that's not all true, because I do think some women can be scary, right? But I feel like my reason is generally because women are competitive with each other. They want to snatch your man. They want to snatch your boyfriend. They want to snatch your husband. So if they see you're out there living, looking good, your man just bought you a nice little Chanel-y couple, you get me, watches and jewelry and, you know? And the moment a Jezebel comes in, you know, if you're easy to manipulate, you're going to slip up. Do you understand? So I just think women do it because men can be also easy. So that's just what I think. But I'd love to know what you think.
My previous girlfriend still has some personal items of mine at her house that I consider valuable. She has never offered to return them, and it's been over a year. I'm not sure if it's been too long to ask for them back. I also wonder if it will start an argument with my current girlfriend if I called my ex to ask for my personal belongings back. What shall I do?
First of all, what's the items that you need back? What's the personal? I don't buy it. I think anything that was of value should be taken at least 24 hours, 48 hours after the relationship has finished. So I don't know what could be so valuable. After how long? A year. He wants to see his ex. That's what I put it down to. Because what are you, what valuables? You should go and collect, make sure you collect all that. If it was really valuable, you will collect it within at least minimum, I'll give you 1 week. Go and collect your belongings. 1 year. Nah, you just want to, just say you want to see your ex, babes. Like, you want to see them. Because I don't know what could be valuable after 1 year. Why did you ask for it last month and the month before and the month before? That's scary.
I could have just ignored his message and got on with my day like most people would, but I'm incredibly petty and wanted to get my revenge. So I created a fake Facebook marketplace ad advertising a free flat screen and put his phone number down as the contact. People are replying with messages saying that I've tried calling the number, but the guy that answers has no idea about the ad and is really pissed off. 10 out of 10, I would do it again. Am I wrong?
No. And that's what I would do too. Yeah. You wanted to ignore me? No problem. No problem. You're selling a flat screen TV. Where do we pick it up? Because are you mad? Yeah, she's not petty. I like that type of pettiness. Some people need that. How dare you ignore me? No. How much is the flat screen TV? Even I would be part of the people texting. I want to buy the TV. Well, go on. Like, don't ignore me. I don't like it. So yeah, no, I'm here for it. I don't think she's wrong. The pettier the woman, the better. I feel like you need to deal with them every now and again. I love that. She's not wrong.
If I committed to going on a beach holiday with my girlfriend,
right,
and we have since broken up, shouldn't she be obligated to pay my non-refundable ticket I purchased?
Excuse me, wait, go back. Wait, what?
So she's bought a ticket, a holiday for both of them,
right,
and they've broken up.
Okay.
And it's a non-refundable ticket.
Then?
And he's expecting the money back.
From who?
From the girlfriend.
From me.
And it also says, P.S., she is now dating somebody else.
The trip done. Are you people lucky? So that's what we start. That's what we do now. We beg for the money back after we spent it. Is that what we do now? We actually asking a woman back for a gift. Did they discuss to do 50-50? Or it was just something he bought for her?
Yeah, so he bought it for her, for both of them to go on holiday.
And now, because she's... The trip has been...
Nah, so they've broken up before the trip has happened, basically.
Oh, well, you lost your money. Your money is finished. Your money is finished. Okay? It's done. Your money is finished. I think it's just so ridiculous. You want to ask for the money back. The trip is done. So you ask you, hello, can I have the money that, are you a bitch? That's crazy. Yeah. No. That's crazy. Regardless if she's with someone new, like, you gave me a gift. It's a gift. Sorry. Finished. Oh, somebody's ringing. Oh, yeah. Bring it for me, baby. Hello, darling. Who is there?
How are you doing? All right.
Hello. Why are you calling me so fast like that? What do you want?
Why not? Let me get myself involved in the live.
Come on, then. What's your name?
My name is Ryan.
Ryan, where are you from?
I'm from South London.
Okay.
Well, if we're talking country.
Whereabouts?
Nigerian and Congolese.
What would you like to talk to me about?
Before I start, I just wanted to say,
Grace, you love me.
You are a very beautiful girl.
Oh, thank you. And you love me?
Yeah. Do I love you?
Yeah.
Maybe not yet. We'll see how this goes first. And I might be. If anything, it'll be you falling in love with me, to be sure.
Calm down. Okay, come on. Give me your question first.
Do you know what? I'll be so rude with you. I just saw you on there. I heard a number. I just called. I don't even know what the...
You don't even know what it is. You just called me for the sake of calling me.
I called.
Because you want to...
find out. I'm going to take it from there. I'll be so rude. I could have lied, but...
Do you know what time it is in the afternoon? Are you not working?
No, I am. I am. So, I work from home, so I'm all right.
So you're watching TikToks while you're at home working?
You know what it is? Between meetings, I had a spare 10 minutes. Just gone onto TikTok and I stumbled upon this. I said, yeah.
Doesn't have nothing to say. He said, I just saw you, you're beautiful. I just want to ask. Excuse me, I thought he had a question. Hello?
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 Oh my goodness. No, don't do this to me.
Hi. Chat to me nicely, chat to me sexily.
Oh, stop it, babe. No.
Tell me now. Okay, so let me, listen, talk to me. Okay, so what's your name?
My name is...
Oh, you want to be careful what name you are. It doesn't matter. Anything, no, anything is okay.
When if I tell you the story, you'll know why. But that's
okay. Yeah, that's fine. Do a fake name. It's fine.
Okay. My other name is Tanya.
Tanya. Hi, Tanya.
Hello.
Okay. How old are you?
Name. As in, that's the name I was given at birth. Me, I went to go and change it.
Why? Anyway, we'll get into
Tanya,
that.
Are you not hearing I'm an evil girl? Tanya, please. No.
How old are you?
I'm 27.
27. That's a nice age. So right now, what is there any bubble in your life?
That's what the dilemma is.
Okay. Talk to me. I'm here for you, girl.
Thank you. Right. So I met this guy in 2020.
Okay. Five, six years ago. Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. When I met him, I had just left a 5-year abusive relationship.
Okay.
So I thought, you know, this guy is going to basically take me out of whatever traumatic nonsense I've got lingering around me.
Okay.
I went out with him for 3 of the years.
Okay.
And then obviously, as we were getting older, I wanted us to behave more like adults. Like, you know, when you're in that little love bubble, you just stay in your house day in, day out.
Mm-hmm.
I needed us to get out of it, if that makes sense.
Okay.
Grown ups.
Yeah.
So we parted ways. Since that 2020 that I met him, I have spoken to him every single day.
Okay.
Consistently.
All right.
6 weeks ago,
mm-hmm.
he dropped off the face of the earth.
I don't understand. As in how?
As in his mum and dad started calling me saying, do you know where my son is? And I'm like, no, miss. No, sir. I don't know where your son is. His friends don't know where he is. I've done everything. I've called the police to find him. They don't know where he is.
Like, choo-choo.
As God is my witness. I was literally shaking my absolute pants. Didn't know where he is. Yesterday, as I was coming back from work, I work as a bartender.
Okay.
As I was coming back from work. I know.
Good.
I come back from work, go home, sitting down, having my wine, and I'm hearing boom, boom, boom on my door.
Uh-huh.
Is it not him?
Doing where? Wait. Where did you?
Yeah,
where did
as in
you
he
go?
Disappeared for 6 weeks.
Okay.
Nobody knew where he was. I could not find him. I asked police to find him. They said, "Oh, because of his age, they can't do anything." I didn't know where he was, and he literally came back yesterday.
Okay.
So he's gone to tell me that the reason he went missing for the 6 weeks is because he was kidnapped.
Who kidnapped him?
I don't want to be that girl. Okay. I don't want to be like Dana kidnapped him. People that he was involved with in his past life.
As
in not stuff he should be doing.
Okay. So he said he was kidnapped.
That's what he said.
By people he used to roll with.
In his past life, yeah. Before he met me. Well, actually, he met me.
And his parents were also looking for him.
His parents didn't mind, to be honest. I won't lie to you. When I was messaging concerned, they were like, oh, you know, he'll come back
Did
when he's ready.
Kids? Does he have kids?
No kids. Like, no, nada.
And he just turned up at your house?
Literally.
So what's your feelings towards it? You think he's lying or telling the truth?
I don't know, but I don't want it to be like, because of the mindset I was when I met him and he was like my savior. I don't want to sort of be silly towards it, but at the same time, every single day for five years is a lot for you to just disappear for six weeks.
What is your question about it? Like, what, cause I have opinions on it, but I would like to know, like, what is your question? Like,
obviously, I thought this was meant to be my person. Mm. And I'm thinking now, well, would my person be doing this? Like I said, I'm 27. It's not like, oh, I'm one 18-year-old fresh chicken.
Yeah, but is he part of like the street? Is he like the street gangs? Like, what's that?
He's saying that he's not in it anymore. Once he met me, he's saying he's not in it anymore.
So when they kidnapped him, where did they take him to?
That one I didn't ask. Like, he looked so bad. He looked like he's lost like 40 pounds of weight. He looked so bad. I was so scared to ask anything else about it.
So what I'm trying to understand, like, is it that you want to keep dating him, or you're not sure if you should like take his word for it? Is it that you think he's lying?
That's why I wanted to ask what you thought. Because I'm not sure.
I'm not gonna lie, the story is not making sense. We are not in EastEnders. This is not EastEnders that they'll come and kidnap a human being.
But then why would you make up a lie like that of all lies?
Babes, you don't know that, man. People lie. People lie for it's a talent to lie. You don't know? It's not making sense. And also, you didn't ask the right questions. You said they kidnapped you. To where? Where did you go? Where did you go?
He didn't know.
So where did they dump him after the 6 weeks?
What do you mean? Where did they leave him?
When did they release him?
The day that he turned up at my house yesterday.
So he just turned up at your house. They released him at your door.
No, they released him and he said he came straight here. And I was like,
So then when he came, what did you do? They let him in? What happened?
I almost fainted. That's what I did. I almost fainted. I meant to sit myself down because I'm thinking I'm seeing a spirit.
Babes, I'm not going to lie. I don't understand. But
literally,
I don't understand. I personally, if it was me and like I was talking to my girl as I'm talking to my girl, the story is not making sense. And when something is not making sense, it's because it's not true. If he's not part of it,
questions I need to ask. I don't know him like that.
I don't know his reasons for lying or what could have made him do that to lie. Maybe he wants attention. I don't know. But the story is not making sense. Where did they take you to? Like 6 whole weeks?
Yes. Yeah,
that's a long time.
The last time I spoke to him was October the 12th. And October the 13th, he went missing.
Babes, the story is not making sense.
Yeah, I don't understand. And it's like,
so what was he doing when they kidnapped him? What did he say he was doing? Was he sleeping or they drug him?
No. So basically, he said that he went to go and do something that he was not meant to do because out of anger, he quit his job when he was not meant to. And I told him, in this cost of living, you cannot just go and quit your job. Do you know what it is to find another job? Bearing in mind, the job he was doing was engineering on trains. I was like, don't be silly. And what did he do? Go and quit. So because of the fear of not having money, he went to go and do something he wasn't meant to do.
Okay.
And out of the information that was given, he was told X amount of people would be at the house.
Okay.
It was triple that. And so he's gone there and they've just held him hostage.
They've held him hostage. No food, no nothing. Starving. Hungry.
Basically. Because if you look at him now, he looks
like
skin and bones. Skin and bones. This is like
babes, did you say your name? Tanya, this is really,
you know what, my real name is Esther. Even if you say Tanya now, I'll be thinking, who's he talking to?
My name is Esther. Listen, this story is, I feel like I'm watching Nollywood.
Honestly, you see my problem.
I don't know. Based on where you said that the guy is starving and hungry and he looks like he's been... That one is also another... Maybe there's some truth to it, but... Me personally, I just feel like when you get past a certain age, like when you start reaching this 30 years old, there's just certain things that you don't align yourself with as a woman anymore. And I'll be really honest, like, even if the story is true, what's in concern you? What's your business with it? Go and deal with your wahala yourself. If you have any issue going on, you need to go and you focus on yourself. Right now, at this time, I'm sure you want to be married one day, don't you?
Yeah.
Or you want to be married. you want to have kids, you want to live your life. This is not the type of man that you align yourself with. If someone can kidnap a human being and carry their body and go and hide it somewhere, do you understand? I feel like, for me, the answer to this question is like, do I really need to align myself? It doesn't matter. Because men who have no sense.
Some dark stuff.
Yeah, but you know, sometimes relationships are seasonal. People are seasonal. They help you through situations and then that's the end of it. And it's like, thank you very much for your service, but now your time is up. That's really, it's
just
true.
Just like that.
If you're not bringing me up, if you're not bringing me in a direction in which I need to be going, I can't be aligning myself with someone who is literally being kidnapped. So what happened if you had a child and he was with the child? They will kidnap your child as well. No. Exactly.
Please, you have to
think about that, like who you're aligning yourself with and stuff like that. That's what I would say to my sisters. Like, think about this again. Even though you feel like, oh, this person's been there for me, it's like you've now gone to enter a place where it doesn't align with the shit I'm doing. Do you understand? So that's what I would say. All right. But I've got to go. Thank you so much, Esther.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for calling in. And it was lovely to talk to you. Don't stress about any moron, by the way. It's all good.
No, thank you. You know, sometimes you hear someone's perspective.
Of course. Remember, you're now getting to that age now. It's like, you just don't really want to be, even though they've been there, you know, you can let people go gracefully. Like, you know, I wish you well.
Let them go gracefully.
All right, baby. Lovely to talk to you.
Thank you so much. Love you.
Pleasure. Love you too. Bye.
Have a good evening, my love.
You too. Wow. That was something. How can they just kidnap one human being like that? I'm confused. The story wasn't making sense, guys. How was that making sense? And he came back looking starving. If you come back looking starving, like, okay, where have you been for 6 weeks? And apparently he can't say. Men are funny. Man came to the door. My babes, I've not had a drink of water in years. Get the fuck out of it. I don't believe it. Does anyone believe that? Oh, I'm not eating in days. And she's there eating it up. Bless her. She's got no idea. She really believes him though. Does anyone think that could possibly be real? Hello?
Hi, hello.
Hello?
Hi, Grace, you okay?
Hi, darling. What's going on? What's your name?
My name is Faith.
Nice to meet you, Faith.
Nice to meet you, Faith.
Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from London.
From London, okay.
Yeah.
How old are you, if you don't mind me asking?
I'm 31,
okay, that's a nice age.
Thank you.
So what's your question?
Okay. So a friend of mine lied about, not lied per se, but she has a health issue. But she couldn't summon the courage to speak to her partner about it.
Wait, sister, you're going fast. Wait. Your friend lied about her health condition.
Okay, yeah.
She didn't
say anything about it.
Okay.
You know, and, you know, it took her about 4 months to talk about it with her partner.
Okay.
And he's pissed about it. And she doesn't really know what to do about it because he's just ghosted her for, I think it's been over 1 month. You know, he said he needs some time. He can't believe she would hide such important information from him. And all of that. And it's been over a month and you know, he's not come around. And he says, you know what, do what you have to do. I don't know where we stand. I need to take some time. I don't know what I would feel like after I take some time.
Okay.
I don't know if we're going to come back together or not.
Okay.
She doesn't know what to do. So she's in between the seas. Should she hold on? Or should she just move on? What should she do?
Can I ask what the health condition is? What is it? Is it like, okay, so it's a cancer.
Yeah.
Wow.
And she was just doing her thing and she didn't let him know about it.
Wow. This is crazy. Okay, so this is a really interesting question because, wow, I don't think there's any like right or wrong answer to this. Okay. I feel like it's kind of wrong to not share it with your partner. Is she married?
No. They were just about to.
Yeah, it's definitely something that she has to share. And if she shared it with her partner and her partner has disappeared, like he's not coming around, then I feel like he's already given his answer. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I know that sounds really, really cold, but it's better for people to show who they are anyway, early. So if I was your friend, I would look at it more as like, I'm kind of thankful that you've shown yourself to be like that. Do you get what I'm trying to say? Because you don't want anyone around you that is not supportive in such a serious and like scary, there's a lot of things going on. So yeah. Sadly, if you're, you know, lucky for her, she's not married to him. So no, you don't want to ever have, you know, there's so many ups and downs in life, yeah, with like relationships.
Yeah.
And I just think that sadly, this is something that, you know, we all have our health and we always take it for granted. But I think when it comes to stuff like this, certain people don't really know how to act and what to do. And you never know that he might come around, but at the end of the day, if he's disappeared and he's like, kind of like pulling away, you have to allow people to leave. Do you understand?
Yeah.
So it is painful. And this topic makes me sad because I wasn't expecting. I thought initially you said she lied about whatever her health condition was. And I thought it was more of a like a negative thing, like, you know, STDs and what, but this is crazy.
Yeah.
You know, but I don't think, I honestly don't think she should feel like sad about it. I think she has to be strong and she needs to apply her faith and just allow the will of God to prevail, because stuff like this, you just have to leave. If your man is leaving, then you have to allow your partner to leave. That's honestly my opinion on it. And it's such a sensitive time. So for me, I would be happy knowing that, you know, I explained it to you, I told you, and it, you know, you wasn't able to stick around, you know? And I don't even think it makes them bad people. I just think people are scared that the topic around it.
To deal with things.
Yeah, like it could be scary. They don't really know like how to go about it, what to say, what to do. You know, so
yeah.
I just think when people are in that situation, you just have to allow them to leave, like, you know, but I wish your friend all the best. And I appreciate you so much for calling. And I hope she gets well soon. Tell her that I'm saying I'm wishing her so much. Yeah, it's such a scary thing. I understand, but I think she'll be fine. She will be fine. Yeah. God sending you guys so much love.
Sending you all love.
Have a nice evening.
You too.
Bye.
Bye.
That was so sad. Guys. That was so sad. I actually was lost for words. That breaks my heart. Like, real bad. Wow. Yeah, I wasn't expecting that. That was really hurtful. We all have like, what's the words? Health. And I think we all don't appreciate how healthy we all are. Like we go out, we go drinking, we enjoy our lives, but people are really going through shit and they can't even, the people who should really be supporting them, they disappear once they, that's, I can't even imagine what that feels like. That's crazy. Honestly, I was lost for words. I don't even know, because it's easy to say, be strong. You know, I can't even imagine what that's like. That's crazy. Like, I want to be able to advise you on that, but like, that's a section in my life I don't know anything about. So saying to someone, have strength, be strong, be this, you are going to get through it. Like, it's probably just going in her ears and just like, you know, out the other. But one thing I probably will say is that when it comes to sharing information about whatever you're going through, like whatever pain you're feeling, you have to allow whoever's around you to accept that information and do what, do you understand? Like, you can't put how they react onto you, because that also would then bring you further down. Like, you'd be upset, you'll be hurt. So I just think if you share it, and I'm sure it took her a while to say it because she said she lied about it. So it took her a while to express that. And I think what is hurting me the most is that you finally expressed it and like, they literally just ran away. So I just think you just have to focus on just you. And yeah, I don't know, guys, this one, I don't have advice for. This is crazy. I don't, but I really do wish her a safe, I hope your treatments go well. I hope you're healthy. I hope you get healthier. I pray for healing for you. But yeah, allow that man to go and just surround yourself with your family. And yeah, that's all I can say on that. Wish her well. Okay, guys, honestly, I did not expect it to go the way it went. I feel like this is what I want the podcast to be about, because it's like, you guys have helped me to grow in my experience in my life. It's been a long time and I've just always received love and positivity. You guys have helped me out of certain situations, like just coming online, making little videos, and your positive feedback has always like made me want to keep doing it. And I feel like this is a platform where I want to also make you guys feel like that. I want you guys to feel like you can come on the podcast, talk about whatever it is. It's going to be high, it's going to be low, you know. I'm also going to try to be a bit more vulnerable, because, you know, I don't really show too much. I don't really talk too much. That's just the demure in me. Okay, it's not personal, but like, I want it to be a show where everyone feels like comfortable. Even when you call in, it doesn't matter what it is. It doesn't matter what the conversation is about. You know, could be anything, like an abusive partner. It could be struggling co-parenting. It could be anything, like how your siblings or your parents, your mom, your dad. It could be anything that you want to talk about. This is a safe place. And honestly, I didn't even expect it to get to a point where it was like this emotional. But yeah, like, any one of us can become sick one day, which is, you know, anyone. So it's sad that like the closest people to you or to her have just sort of like washed their hands off her. That's scary. So please, let's put some love down here. But I also love that this is a space for that. I want it to be a space for that, because you guys be helping me as well. So yeah. But yeah, guys, I cried. You know what I mean? Like, I love you guys. I would love more conversations like this, and yeah, many more episodes of helping each other out and loving each other, in Jesus' name. But yeah, that's the end of today's video. Continue to like, subscribe, share, And I'll see you next Tuesday. I love you.